The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Thursday, whose child has far to go. It's 1 minute after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time here where we are on this Thursday. And just to let you know, if you're going to shop at the Power Mall today, which we hope you do, there's 10% off sale on OptiVita products, 10% off sale on Good Health Naturally products. And if you spend $300, you get $20 off your order for Strauss Naturals or North American Urban Spice. So, and those will be drop shipped to you, by the way, those two products I just mentioned. And let's see what else is going on besides making the donations, which we certainly appreciate. Keeps us on the air. We have an action item from Phil in Florida. There's a flyer on the powerhour.com for this year's USS Liberty Remembrance Day petition drive and public information tabling. It's going to be held at 12 noon tomorrow at the Volusia County Administrative Center in DeLand, Florida. And so if you can make it, we encourage you to do that. We're going to try to dial up Mark Moyar, is the author of Masters of Corruption, How the Federal Bureaucracy Sabotaged the Trump Presidency, as well as Matt Vadim, who is an investigative journalist, award-winning, of course, for the Epoch Times, will be joining us later in the next hour. Today, as you know, is the 80th anniversary of D-Day. And it's the largest amphibious landing in history during World War II. Some 156,000 soldiers, sailors, Marines, Air Corps, and Coast Guard members of primarily America, Great Britain, Canada, and also some forces of Free France, Poland, and other nations participated in the Allied invasion at Normandy, France, to defeat the totalitarian, there's a word for you, tyranny of the National Socialist German Workers' Party, or Nazi, that of Hitler, who conquered all of Europe. Those who fought at Normandy on D-Day to preserve freedom from defeat by Hitler's National Socialist Fascists paid a terrible sacrifice because the beaches at Normandy with Nazi artillery and machine gun established in pillboxes and crossfire patterns were indeed killing fields prepared for slaughter. The sea and sands ran red with blood. The beaches designated at Omaha, Utah, and Gold were covered by the wounded and dying. Over 4,000 of them, including 2,500 Americans, were killed in action that single day alone. In the month-long Normandy invasion, fighting which began on D-Day, more than 29,000 Americans were killed in action. In the month-long fighting, 29,000 Americans dead. That's about half of what we lost in Vietnam. And more than 100,000 were wounded altogether. More than 400,000 Americans would sacrifice their lives in World War II. To further reflect on that, I have a story from a D-Day survivor, or a family member, rather, talking about a D-Day participant. It said, my amazing father was in one of the 11,000 aircraft flying sorties in his crew's Widowmaker low-level B-26 Marauder bomber, named in the goatee hell as the bombardier navigator for those combat missions. With Allied dominance and the Luftwaffe virtually broken, he set his sight and dropped bombs on code names Omaha Beach, and then returned again to drop bombs on Utah Beach during the Normandy invasion. My dad received his second Purple Heart on the last run while in the nose, shooting the machine gun protecting his comrades, before dropping his final payload, which saved countless lives. He was badly injured by flak in his face and hand, delivered by the German Air Force defense cannon bombs during that battle charge, and the aerial shot herein freezes in that time, in that historic moment that must be always remembered for Papa's selfless act of heroism, continuing on while badly injured by flak. First Lieutenant Art Buzz Barton received the Distinguished Flying Cross for valor on that very day that forevermore changed the winds of war towards an Allied victory. No one ever needed to explain or put patriotism on display for people like my dad, and neither himself nor those like him would explain patriotism to others, for it was their job and just a part of who they were. It's a type of honor and integrity that was etched into our greatest generation's character. It was a deep belief and understanding that it is one's duty to serve the fight against tyranny in all of its forms in order to always help freedom to ring no matter the cost. No one should ever forget that. They certainly never did. That being said, you look at today's military and what do you see? Led by who? Three words. Oh, shut up. Yeah. We shake our heads in amazement. The scope of strikes with American-made weapons must be limited to military positions in Russian border areas, according to what the president is saying. Washington has not authorized Ukraine to use U.S.-supplied missiles to attack targets deep inside Russia, including Moscow, according to Biden. His comments came after the U.S. permitted Kyiv to carry out cross-border strikes on Russian soil using American-made weapons. I don't know whether the guy can make up his mind, but when it comes to Ukraine, Biden confirmed in the interview that he is concerned about Putin's response to the shift in U.S. policy on cross-border strikes. The Russian president earlier called the decision a confirmation of Western nations' direct participation in the war. So a bit of confusion there. U.S. State Department, meanwhile, the embassy in Ukraine is warning that certain American-Ukrainian dual citizens might not be able to get out and advise them not to travel to Eastern European country Ukraine if, in fact, you are still outside the country. In a bulletin issued this week, the embassy in Kyiv said Ukraine on June 1st removed an exception for dual citizens that previously allowed certain Ukrainian males aged 18 to 60 to depart the country. Which means if you are a male and you have a dual citizenship, you may be conscripted. He didn't say that, but yeah, it's pretty obvious, huh? If you're in the Ukraine and cannot leave the country, shelter in place and obey all orders is what you're told by the U.S. State Department and the embassy in Ukraine. If you're not currently there, we strongly recommend against all travel to Ukraine by U.S. citizen males age 18 to 60 who have Ukrainian citizenship or claimed Ukrainian citizenship and who do not wish to stay in Ukraine indefinitely. There is an extremely high risk you will not be allowed to depart, even with a U.S. passport. Now, why is all this necessary? Well, because Putin, of course, granted interviews, and he said yesterday he could deploy conventional missiles within striking distance of the U.S. and its European allies if they allowed Ukraine to strike deeper into Russia with long-range Western weapons. This is a face-to-face meeting, the first with senior editors of international news agencies since the war in Ukraine began. Said the West was wrong to assume Russia would never use nuclear weapons, saying the Kremlin's nuclear doctrine should not be taken lightly. Is it saber-rattling or is it true that he intends to do this? Russia's response, according to the 71-year-old Kremlin chief, said would be to shoot down the Western missiles and specifically mentioned U.S. ATA CMSs and British and French missile systems. He also said Moscow was considering deploying similar high-technology long-range missiles close enough to strike the states that allowed Ukraine to strike Russian territory with such missiles. If we see these countries are being drawn into a war against the Russian Federation, then we reserve the right to act in the same way. In general, this is a path to very serious problems, according to Putin. He didn't give specifics of where he was considering delivering such missiles. And see, he didn't mention anything about submarine-based nuclear weapons, which might be parked off the U.S. coast. Putin said Russia did not care who the next U.S. president was, but said the U.S. court system was clearly being used in a political battle against Republican nominee Donald Trump. They are burning themselves from the inside, their state, their political system. It's obvious all over the world that the prosecution of Trump, especially in court on charges that were formed on the basis of events that happened years ago without direct proof, is simply using the judicial system in an internal political struggle, said Putin. See, this guy even sees it for what it is. When asked about the risk of nuclear war, Putin says Russia's nuclear doctrine allowed the use of such weapons. For some reason, he says the West believes Russia will never use it. During more than 3 hours of questioning, when asked by Reuters about that, we have a nuclear doctrine. Look what it says. If someone's actions threaten the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Russia, we consider it possible for us to use all means at our disposal. This should not be taken lightly or superficially. So there you have it. So, do we have any suggestions? You know, just send Putin an email. I wish I had his email address. Yeah, take out DC. They're useless now. I mean, you know, what do? Could you send him an email saying that? Look, you know, don't bomb my city. We're not the ones that are sitting there. We're not the warmongers here. We want to be at peace. Don't you understand? We know you all want peace. We want peace. It's the warmongers in DC like Lindsey Graham that want us to go obliterate Moscow. The World Economic Forum, meanwhile, has urged governments to join in a coordinated effort with corporations to drive consumer behavior change toward lab-grown meats and alternative protein sources to decarbonize the global economy, publishing a white paper to do so. Wow. You will eat the bugs. These people are idiots. Italy's already banned lab-grown meat. Wired reports states are lining up to outlaw lab-grown meat, with legislation proposed in Florida, Alabama, Arizona, Kentucky, and Tennessee. More to follow. This will not happen. See, the states need to rise up. And if it means that lab-grown meats are outlawed, that means all that crap that's in the store shelves right now in Kroger and various other places is going to have to come down. Walmart's carrying it too. These people are all in on it, folks. Yet we still continue to shop there instead of at Heaven's Harvest and other places where you can get decent non-GMO food. The GOP wants the Senate to vote on an ICC sanctions bill. This is the International Criminal Court. We need to put a bill together, and we need to vote on a bill to sanction the court for an arrest warrant against Prime Minister Bibi. The bill recently passed the House with 42 Democrats joining every Republicans voting in favor. Schumer, however, is unlikely to put a vote on the floor. So there you have it. FBI witness completely blows up Hunter Biden's legal team's laptop narrative. This is FBI agent Erica Jensen, got on the stand during the trial. Oh, everybody has lined up already. We're getting blips across the screen talking about Biden's relatives, relations, exes. He had a rock, a crack the size of a ping pong ball. He was lighting it up and smoking. He got me hooked on crack. Wow. They're really stacking the deck. See, the thing is this is all about proving that the laptop A was legit, which it is, because Hunter Biden's attorneys previously argued the laptop may have been tampered with. The FBI said, nope. And of course, the same Russian disinformation once certified by 51 former intelligence officials just days before an election is now being used by federal prosecutors as factual evidence against Hunter Biden. According to Republican Georgia Rep. Mike Collins, who wrote yesterday on X, sounds like election interference to me. And, of course, House Republicans now are going after Cassidy Hutchinson, you know, the one that testified J6 against Trump. They want to know what kind of link she has to Fani Willis. I mean, that's the good news. Yeah, I got some good news. The Georgia Appeals Court has halted the Trump case potentially until next year. Yeah. Yesterday, they ordered a stay on all proceedings in Fulton County, Georgia, while they evaluate whether Ms. Fani Willis, the DA, should be disqualified. It is likely with this stay in the case that they're not going to head to trial anytime this year. Yep, and a federal judge overseeing one of the criminal cases against Trump, we're talking about Judge Aileen Cannon, this is the classified documents case, has allowed three outside experts to make their cases for up to 30 minutes each during a hearing on June 21st, which challenges the authority of Jack Smith to prosecute President Trump in the first place. Of course, the other side's going to throw up their arguments as well, and then there's going to be delay while a decision is made as to whether or not all this is legit or illegit. The other piece of good news out there, and we've included a few of these little cliches, two fries short of a happy meal, few bricks short of a full load, not the sharpest tool in the shed, missing a few marbles, few crayons short of a box. I think you know who we're talking about, right? He's not the same person. Biden allies freak after the Wall Street Journal blast Biden's slipping brain. See, even mainstream media is starting to pick up on this and what's going on and why they don't want to release those audio tapes. You know, the White House is claiming executive privilege over the interview with special counsel Robert Hur, the transcripts of which were altered to make Biden seem more competent. 45 people from both sides of the aisle told the Wall Street Journal Biden is, to put it mildly, you ready for this one? Two sandwiches short of a picnic. Oh, my. Two sandwiches short of a picnic. There you got to. That's why we had to do the two fries short of a happy meal. Yeah, don't take it wrong, McDonald's. You know, it's a cliche, okay? Wow, the Journal cites a January meeting behind closed doors during a critical discussion about Ukraine funding. Biden's soft-spoken nursing home demeanor led some participants to question his engagement as he occasionally read from notes and paused. You couldn't be there and not feel uncomfortable, one attendee noted about the meeting's dynamics, adding, I'll just say that. Another example, Biden completely forgot the details of his own policy on big energy projects during a one-on-one meeting with House Speaker Mike Johnson. I mean, this, the list goes on and on and on, and they're freaking out. Wall Street Journal, man, just laid out public speaking errors, mixing up names of Hispanic cabinet secretaries, mistakenly speaking about conversations with long-deceased leaders or other factual errors. These instances contribute to the narrative of cognitive decline. In another section, the Wall Street Journal reports the president moved so slowly around the cabinet room to greet the nearly two dozen congressional leaders that it took about 10 minutes for the meeting to begin, some people who attended recalled. And we also have a picture of Fauci the rat at the bottom for those of you that can access our webpage at thepowerhour.com. Looks like a rat with shark teeth, you know. Fauci. I've never seen a more accurate depiction of Fauci. It reads. Oh, man, if we can't play with the news, who can? All right. So the prosecution in the Hunter Biden trial is expected to rest its case today after presenting evidence aimed at showing he lied about his drug use to illegally buy a gun in 2018. Jurors heard yesterday that Biden would prepare crack at the ritzy Chateau Marmont in Los Angeles or spend days in hotel rooms getting high in the months before his gun purchase, according to his former girlfriend. You see, they all lining up. Zoe Kestan told jurors, as she described meetings with a scary drug dealer and hunting for instructions on the internet as to cook powder cocaine into crack. His ex-wife testified about finding crack pipes and drugs in their home and in Hunter Biden's cars before they split up in 2017. Hallie Biden said that Hunter got her hooked on crack. Amazing how that works, huh? Wow. House Democrats are proposing an independent ethics office for the Supreme Court. Yeah, believe it or not, it's what they want. They want to be able to turn this flag, upside down flag situation on Samuel Alito. They want to be able to turn that into an ethics violation. Who's heading it up? Well, House Judiciary ranking Democratic member Zionist participating Gerald Nadler. Isn't he Jewish? Huh. Oy vey. Good luck with that. They want to fix the court because Fix the Court and Accountable U.S., which are both left-leaning interest groups, have endorsed the legislation, although it's unlikely to succeed in the Republican-controlled House. A.G. Garland, of course, you know, a little more scare tactic, said the terror threat on U.S. soil has gone up enormously since October 7th. That came out in June 4th's hearing while he's trying to thwart having to turn over tapes showing Biden's a nutball. Amazing how that works, huh? Then, see, he has to respond by saying, oh, yeah, by the way, the threat level has gone up. Now you know why Americans are buying guns and ammo and food supplies. Because if all of a sudden the grocery store chains are shut down in the event of martial law, false flag attack, let's explore this other possibility. If that happens, what are you going to do? We'll localize this because, see, here's the thing. And it's unfortunate that stuff like this is going on, but it is. A three-year-old was stabbed to death in an Ohio grocery store parking lot, and the mother was wounded. It was a random act of violence, according to officials in Cleveland, Ohio. It occurred about 3 o'clock in the grocery store parking lot on Lorraine Road in North Olmsted, Ohio, the other day. Court officials allege that Bianca Ellis, who is black, stole 2 knives from the North Olmsted Volunteers of America thrift store before walking to the Giant Eagle grocery store next door and following 37-year-old Margot Wood and her son Julian, stabbing both of them in the parking lot. Ellis followed him, according to authorities, immediately stabbed the 3-year-old who was parked in a shopping cart multiple times. His mother attempted to pull him out and was also stabbed. North Olmsted police arrived on the scene, gave first aid to both the mother and the son before they were transported to St. John Medical Center. Julian died in the hospital from his injuries. His mother was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Captain Eric Morgan said officers located the attacker walking toward Dover Center Road, still holding the kitchen knife allegedly used in the attack. She's been arrested and taken to North Olmsted jail. She's being held on $1 million bond. Indicted on 1 count of aggravated murder, 2 counts of murder, 2 counts of attempted murder, 2 counts of felonious assault, 1 count of endangering children, 1 count of tampering with evidence, and 1 count of misdemeanor theft. Now I wonder if the judge is going to let her out on her own recognizance, huh? Oh, yeah, $1 million bond, that's excessive. You know, grand jury's already indicted her. Suspect had been arrested on May 30th related to a probation violation, but she was ultimately released. So now she goes and does this. She also visited the North Olmsted Police Department this past week to discuss her arrest, noting she had no known violent criminal history, according to officials. Then she goes and does this. Now, you see, with little stuff like this going on, this is a problem because then it gets too close to home. Because here you are, minding your own business, shopping, leaving a grocery store, and some nutball walks up and stabs you. This is a black-on-black crime. This is not a racist crime. This is a random act of violence by somebody who just got let out of jail. Now you've gone and done it. See, and this thing could be so localized that when the economy starts to really suck wind, no, it's not the same sucking sound that comes out of the closet in President Bill Clinton's office. No, it's the sucking sound as the economy going south. And when that starts happening and people start really suffering, because, I mean, there's articles out right now under cancel culture that are literally denoting All these places during the Great Depression that were called Hoovervilles are now being called Bidenvilles. And many of them are occupied by Gen Z participants. This is pretty sad economically. I mean, what do you do? Oh, my. Pretty crazy out there, huh? Yeah, well, when it gets close to home, then what are you going to do? What are you going to do when you're in a grocery store and you're not packing heat and somebody comes at you with a knife or tries to hold you up? What happens when these illegal immigrants get a hold of these little razor knives like they used on allegedly on 9/11? And they sit under your car. They lay underneath the car waiting for the driver to walk up and unlock her door so they can slash your Achilles tendon. Oh, I'm not making this up. This stuff happens. What are you going to do then? See, you have to be very alert of what's going on around you. This is a problem. People are so aloof, they think, well, it can't happen here. Well, it happened in Cleveland, Ohio, in a grocery center parking lot. Why couldn't it happen here? Why couldn't it happen to you? As you wheel out your grocery cart of lab-grown meat. I cannot believe how this works. And people just think, oh, with all these millions of people coming into the country and the fact that people are so being starved out because the economy sucks wind, how's this going to work? People get desperate and then they go out and do what? Commit crime. Not a good thing. We have a vaccine hesitancy alert. You know, notice how I put that. Another strain, another jab, another death rollout. FDA COVID warning, the new JN.1 strain. Ah, but we've got an updated jab. Wait, there's more. Here, have a Tide Pod. Yep, the FDA has advised yesterday that this is an advisory committee to direct vaccine manufacturers to produce new COVID shots targeting the new variant. 16-0 to recommend monovalent updated shots. How many stupid people will there be that will fall for this garbage? This is to help Big Pharma, who is, like I said, it's a big revolving door at the FDA. U.S. government is making more money, and I know Open the Books are going to find more payments to the FDA and all of its advisors out there who are pushing this garbage to stupid people. How many people are you going to be scared and run and hide in your house and wear masks everywhere and hide in your car with your mask on and continue to order food delivered to your door and wipe down your food outside with sterilizer? I mean, this is garbage. We told you already that there's HIV in the death jab. Why do you think there's all these variants? Because it's a recombinant virus. Jean-Luc Montagnier already said years ago before he passed away, he's a Nobel laureate, by the way, that, hey, guess what? This is a recombinant virus. 4% of it is the same components of HIV. That means that there's HIV in this, which means tainted blood you get in the hospital is HIV tainted if somebody that got the jab has donated it. We'll be back with more news and your phone calls on the other side of the break here on the Power Hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, cholecystine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver. This, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regarest while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regarest keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regarest in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regarest from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regarest, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
In these uncertain times, with the threat of electromagnetic pulse, potential fallout from nuclear power plant disruptions, as well as direct exposure from electromagnetic frequencies from your home's smart meter and electrical circuitry, your life has become radioactive in more ways than one. That's why North American Urban Spice created Nuke Protect, which supports the thyroid and your adrenals with natural potassium iodide. With premium-sourced selenium and antioxidant support more potent than blueberries, Nuke Protect supports immune health with a blend of wild oregano, rosemary, cumin, Atlantic-sourced kelp, raw chaga powder, and wild rose coriaria. Nuke Protect is even safe for pets. You and your loved ones need to get prepared for this sad eventuality and stock at least 4 bottles of Nuke Protect for every member of your family. Get Nuke Protect today at thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour here on this Thursday with Dave Krieger on the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Of course, you know, we have all the news of controversy here going on. The report that is out by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Remember, there's three kinds of lies: lies, damned lies, and statistics, right? U.S. This bureau is reporting. This is an agency now. All right. You can take this at face value. Job openings in the U.S. declined in April to hit the lowest level in more than 3 years, with the decline likely to play a role in the Fed's decision to cut interest rates. It won't do that. Non-farm job openings in April dropped by 296,000 month over month to 8.05 million. It's amazing how they can come up with this stuff, huh? I just take it for what it's worth. It's the lowest since February of 21, when it was 7.81 million. How do they know all this stuff? I mean, you know, it's due to a bad economy and AI, right? I mean, you got to blame something. How about Congress's runaway spending? How about the fact that you've got, you know, bozos running California that make it mandatory if you got more than 60 stores, you got to pay $20 an hour, $25 an hour minimum wage. I mean, you're driving businesses out. Restaurants, we already talked about that this week, about the restaurant apocalypse. I mean, the economy sucks the way it is. Now to that, investors, you know, Wall Street, everybody's looking at NVIDIA. Oh, it's the second richest company in the world. NVIDIA's like, oh, you see, they're worth billions, trillions. Well, BlackRock and Citadel Securities and other investors, guess what they did? We now have the TXSE, headquartered in Dallas. It's the Texas Stock Exchange. They've raised $120 million and plan to file registration with the SEC, according to a LinkedIn post by James Lee, the exchange's chief executive officer. Well, there you go. The Texas Stock Exchange is going to focus on enabling U.S. and global companies to access U.S. equity capital markets, providing a venue to trade and list public companies in the growing universe of exchange-traded products. Yeah, BlackRock Citadel. You know where that's going, right? Oh, my. Yeah. So there are a lot of financial jobs in Dallas, obviously. But this is going to try to entice companies in the TXSE seeking relief from these rising compliance costs at the New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ. And, of course, James Lee told the Wall Street Journal all of this, who reported the development at the Texas Stock Exchange. Wow, this is good. I can't wait to see how this works out. All right, 844-769-2944, moving right along. Thank you for holding, Brady in Arizona. Good morning where you are.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. You were talking about Luc Montagnier, the guy who came up with the term VAIDS, which is vaccine-acquired immune deficiency syndrome. And you were right, there was AIDS insert inside the death jab, along with cancer inserts, which is the SV40. Now that that has been disclosed, you know, they still want to deny anything like that. So when I did research on Luc Montagnier, I ended up calling the American Red Cross over the blood donation and saying, your blood is tainted. And that was about a year ago, I think I even, you know, and I said, can you tell me when you get that death jab in your arm, like you're stating on your website, you just think it stays in your shoulder there and it doesn't go throughout the body. Well, that was a complete lie, and I knew that 1 year ago. And I'd call him back and say, you are giving tainted blood to the public.
Well, wait a minute. Brady, did they hang up on you? Is that why you called them back? Because they hung up on you and said, oh, it's the guy with the tinfoil hat again.
Oh, yeah. They hung up on me a few times, but I just kept asking for a supervisor. You know, it keeps switching me down the road. But anyways, so then after I got with the Red Cross, and you'll see now today that they'll say if you have given blood and, you know, you've got the, if you've been jabbed two or three times, they won't take your blood now. They're not telling the public that. So good luck on the blood donation. And also, I found out, so then after researching the Red Cross, and he was thinking it's such a good place, you're going to go donate your blood to the people in the hospital. Dave, take a guess how much of the blood that's donated to the Red Cross ends up in the hospitals for patients?
Yeah, I can imagine none.
Take a guess. Zero.
That's what I just said. I just said that.
We're going to have to look into this, Dave, because you have blood drives going all over in the country, all different times, going back 20 years, 30 years. Where has all that blood been going?
Yeah, I know it. I get it, Brady. Thanks for your call. I appreciate that. Where has all the blood bank gone? Long time passing. Yeah. Okay. We get that. Here's the thing. You know, they're saying, well, if you haven't been sick in the last 10 days and you got the jab, come in and donate anyway. See, here's the problem I have with the Red Cross for those of you who thinking about donating to them. The Red Cross was at Waco feeding the feds sandwiches and coffee while they were murdering 70 some odd women and children. You really want to donate to an agency like that? Seriously. I mean, it's there. Everybody knows it. It's common knowledge. Why do we want to donate to the Red Cross? These people are in with Big Pharma and everybody else. They're part of the medical establishment, folks. I beg for the Red Cross to come on this show and talk to me about it, because I'm going to turn Brady loose on him right here on the air, and let's see whether they can answer his questions logically without having to accuse him of wearing a tinfoil hat. Because, see, what Brady just said is not a lie. He's been doing his homework, and I get it. He's not the guy with a tinfoil hat. You know, if you're telling a lie, pretty soon it's going to come back to bite you in the you-know-where. Kevin in Ohio, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, Dave. Hey, about that Red Cross, my dad went across on a troop transport to Korea in 47. And when he landed, the Red Cross sold him his coffee.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine that? Yeah. This is something, now I want to make something as clear as I can from the research I've done.
Okay.
This is the 80th commemoration date of D-Day.
Right.
That hurts me. One of my uncles landed at Normandy. And the truth of the matter is, to finish off the Normandy invasion, it really took the Russian army, the liberated Belarusians and Ukrainians at the time, to really put the hurt to Nazis. They were trying to retreat out of St. Petersburg to go to the Western Front, and in the process, they lost 450 to 500,000 troops that the Belarusians, Ukrainians, and people there, and Russians killed along the way. So they couldn't really reinforce the Western Front because they lost all these troops. And today, you can be sure that Russia was not invited to that commemoration.
You know, and that's sad, too.
They lost 27 million people. And Belarusians, there were only like 40% of the country left when it was over.
Wow.
So people do not want to you know, they don't want to recognize Russia as a really contributor to the end of that. And it's just so sad. We could be allies with Russia, and it'd be the right thing to do, in my opinion. Thanks, Dave, for letting me talk today.
I appreciate that, yeah. Kevin. I appreciate your research and everything else, too, and your donations to keep us on the air. Much appreciated. Folks, you see, we have a bunch of researchers out there that are seeking the truth. They want to know what's going on. And there are people out there that have not forgotten all the sacrifices that were made during World War II and who all was involved. And see, just the mere fact that Kevin even brought it up about Russia's involvement and Belarusians and Ukrainians and everybody else that were fighting, Hitler invaded them too. He mean the Nazi pig turned this thing into a world war. I mean, that's exactly what it was. And everybody on every front was involved. And who made money off this? The banks. Both sides. The banks. I mean, we all know that. If you don't, you know, Jekyll Island, a few other things you could read out there. They're there. Somebody's done some research into it. The banks finance both sides of this thing. And yet, you know, we're going to allow them to come into this country and put CDBCs out here and control us? See, states need to start, and this is all call out there for those of you. The states need to start passing legislation like Florida did, banning CBDCs, banning that kind of federal crap in our state. And if, you know, I mean, they're looking at the gold standard, they're looking at some standard. They need to have some sort of effective currency that will be acceptable. Because the U.S. dollar, if the states sit there and subscribe to continue with the U.S. dollar that has no value, that is based on a fractionalized fiat money system, they're going to be equally in trouble. Because when the will of we the people fails to back the full faith and credit of the United States government, corporate, this will pose a serious problem in America. And then the real caca will start. A judge, we're just getting word now, has ordered Steve Bannon to report to prison in July. So you know. eBay is not going to accept your American Express payment anymore starting August 17th of this year due to the unacceptably high fees that Amex charges for processing credit card transactions. eBay customers are being notified about it to prepare them for a smooth transition starting August 17th to a variety of popular, relevant, and secure payment options available on eBay. They have 2 billion listings and 132 million active buyers worldwide. American Express, of course, responded to the news, disappointed, of course, that they made the decision to stop accepting Amex cards. By doing so, they're going to limit customers' payment choices and take away the service, security, and rewards that customers value when paying with Amex cards. Our research tells us that in the U.S., the cost of acceptance for American Express is comparable to what eBay pays for similar cards on other networks. But what really chaps my hide, and this is me now, not the news. What chaps my hide is that if you get paid out more than $2,500 a month by eBay, and you have a real going concern and you have a shopping cart on eBay that is selling better than $2,500 a month, they freeze your account. That right? See, Craigslist doesn't do that. But see, Craigslist, when you start wandering about in Craigslist, you know, there's some risk there. Oh, what a web we weave. In the health category, because we got to pay some attention to that while we have some time left over here in this hour, Senate Republicans have blocked legislation designed to protect women's access to contraception, arguing the bill was just a political stunt as Democrats mount an election year effort to put GOP senators on the record on reproductive rights issues. The test vote won a 51-39 majority, but was well short of the 60 votes to move ahead on the legislation. And of course, Schumer came out and blasted the GOP. Now you know who they are. And who sided with the Democrats? Well, Maine Senator Susan Collins and Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski. So now you know what's going on, right? Okay, we're now just getting word here today that the Kansas City Chiefs defensive lineman B.J. Thompson had a seizure in a special teams meeting and went into cardiac arrest. This just happened. Defensive lineman B.J. Thompson. These guys were forced to take the jab, folks. This just came out. Just happened. We're just now getting word. This happened like 4 minutes ago when it hit the wires. They forced him to get the jab. You know, do you feel sorry for the NFL because these morons did this? And now you've got, oh, yeah, we have a new thing, so you need to go out, new strains, so you need to go out and get another jab. Huh? God. When are people going to wake up? Doctors are urging top U.S. medical organizations to stop harming kids with transgender surgeries and hormones. Oh, but wait a minute, it's big business. This just came out today, as a matter of fact, at a press conference at the National Press Club in Washington, according to the Daily Signal, which, by the way, is run by the Heritage Foundation, which, by the way, is a member of the Tavistock Institute. I mean, come on, let's spin this thing, will ya? The Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine, GenSpec, the American College of Family Medicine, the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, the Catholic Medical Association, and many individual doctors, pediatricians, and nurses are endorsing this. Stop the harming of kids. An artificial sweetener linked to heart attack and stroke. It's called xylitol. Might raise the risk. You can find it in sugar-free candy, chewing gum, baked goods, and toothpastes. Oops. Okay, I'm not going to mention any of our products at the Power Mall. But for those of you that want to boost your immune system, we've got the orange blossom honey and wild raw oregano honey. There's an FDA recall out. It's a class one recall. That's the most serious. On Medtronic's Stealth Station S8, a cranial surgery system, for a software error on Wednesday. It's the most serious recall. Use of the devices may cause serious injuries or death. This is a Minnesota-based medical device company. Such a move, if you use this equipment, could lead to serious and permanent injuries, including brain, nerve, or cerebrovascular damage, abnormal functions to the brain, spine, or muscles, paralysis, or death. Welcome to medicine. In science and technology, SpaceX has launched the giant Starship rocket into space on its fourth test flight. Broke into space from South Texas today. The two-stage spacecraft sent powerful shockwaves rippling through the dense Gulf Coast fog. Meanwhile, we have a video about the Boeing Starliner, which also launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida, along with a story, two NASA astronauts on board to embark on a 25-hour flight to the International Space Station. We have an article under surveillance state about the transhumanist futures in humanity in the crosshairs, about surveillance state, about them wanting to put a chip under your skin so they can monitor you from space. Thank you, NASA. They're part of this. A solar farm, according to a environmental study, is going to wipe out thousands of Joshua trees in the Mojave Desert. in eastern Kern County. The company is Avantis. They're looking at putting up a solar field, which they say can power up to 480,000 homes. Yeah, right. Technology isn't there, folks. There is a heat dome going on right now. More than 10 million people in California, Nevada, Arizona. Triple digits. Keep the pets indoors. Limit your time outside so you don't become part of the problem. Dizziness, sunburns, heat stroke. Yeah. Those older than 65 are at higher risk. We have an article, which is really cool, on collecting rainwater for livestock under our gardening, farming, and homesteading section. And, of course, it's a solution-based type of an article that, you know, because we got to do something about solutions here. Rainwater is going to be important, including all the aspects of collecting it. We put the article on there, what to do, what not to do. Gotta love it when we come up with stuff like that. And that's just a handful of solutions we offer here at the Power Hour. If you have not subscribed to our email blast, you need to do that. Go to thepowerhour.com or thepowermall.com. Got to put the word "the" in there. Click on the newsletter tab and subscribe so you can get the blasts every day. That way you don't miss anything. We try to put the stuff on there that matters. And, of course, if we find out about the Hunter Biden case in the news this morning, we'll let you know that before the show ends. In the meantime, we're going to go to break now. We will be back after the break with Mark Moyar on his new book, talking about what's going on with the Trump presidency and how they sabotaged it. Be right back.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.